Thank you. Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown, where we're here to remind you that such is the nature of life that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity. So am I, and so it is. So we welcome you, and we respect you, and we honor you because we know who you are. You are that expression of the infinite life moving through you as you. Therefore, we can only celebrate you. We can only know you for the great goodness that you are in the world. And we celebrate that with you. Whatever chatter comes up when I say that that would tell you otherwise, just turn away from it and instead go back to the idea of thinking about what is the good that you are? What is the good that you're bringing into the world? What is the good that you celebrate and that you live every moment and every day? The gifts, the loving, the great power of your circulating prosperity, all of that rich, wonderful living. We celebrate it. We honor it. Whatever your self-designations or understanding of yourself in the world, whatever ethnicity you may belong to or whatever community you may be a part of, we know and honor you for who you are, and we welcome you to this experience. We are a center that believes in a future in which a world that works for everyone has awakened to the divinity in everyone, to the magnificence and spiritual magnificence of every person. And that is the thing towards which we work. It is our vision and our mission. Further, to know further about what we believe and what we teach, here's an excerpt from our Declaration of Principles. I believe
in one God,
one absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love
and creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life
and the immortality of the individual soul
forever unfolding.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. One God, one absolute power and first cause to all things. Next, we're going to hear from one of our spiritual mind, our practitioners, who are licensed folk who have studied this teaching, who understand it, who use it in their lives in a way that is transformative, and can work with you in finding that same peace and transformation in spiritual growth and in life itself. So without anything further, I'd like to introduce you to Doug Moody.
Thank you, Dr. Bob Dean, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Sunday celebration of life. So much going on right now. We've got Valentine's Day tomorrow, Super Bowl Sunday today. And of course, we're in the midst of the Winter Olympic Games and all sorts of things going on in our world. I'm very intrigued about this morning's topic because with this month's theme of inner life, so much of this teaching is talking about cause and effect, and how we pause to find the cause is something that I was reminded of and learned very early on in this teaching when I started and discovered it back in the 1980s with Reverend Kennedy Schultz. Kennedy used to always say in classes, go back to cause, go back to cause. And that really stuck with me. I want to share a little personal experience that I had in the late 1990s. I was experiencing hearing loss, and I have permanent hearing loss, as most of you probably know. But this all came about very surprisingly, probably started in 1997, and my ears just started ringing, and over time, the ringing got louder, and I started having vertigo attacks to the point where sometimes I could be just walking and all of a sudden it would just lay me right flat out on the floor for no reason. Not only was it embarrassing, but it was particularly uncomfortable because it could happen at any place. One time, even in the midst of rush hour traffic when I was driving home from my job, not a good thing. So it started this journey of seeing for me several hearing specialists, probably about five or six of them. And through the course of that, I was diagnosed with bilateral Meniere's disease, which is an autoimmune dysfunction. It's triggered by fluid buildup in your inner ear. Lots of fun. And so I started learning more about this. And, you know, back then the internet was kind of just not even quite nowhere near what it is today with information. But, you know, it's kind of my first thing, you know, you start like going online and reading about all this stuff. And the posts that I was reading weren't very encouraging. So I decided that that wasn't going to be my experience, because this teaching taught me very well that I am the co-creator of my life. And I don't have to buy into other people's experiences or other people's thought processes, that I have the ability to choose and create my own. And I held very firmly to that belief and still do in everything today. So what happened was, you know, again, I saw a bunch of ear specialists. I even had a procedure done on one of my ears that temporarily improved my hearing. But because I hadn't gotten to the cause and it was treating the symptom of the ringing and the vertigo attacks, eventually the ringing and the vertigo attacks came back. And in fact, they were even stronger than before I had the ear treatment. But what I did notice is that because they had injected a high-powered steroid into my inner ear, putting two and two together, I realized or came up with the suspicion that it had to be something that was allergy-related for me. Finally, after consulting a very dear personal friend and my personal physician, he directed me to a young guy who had just come back from the California coast and was kind of studying with the guru in the United States, who was the person, the top authority on Meniere's disease. And after several visits, one of which he evaluated my allergies, he noticed that I had several categories that were off the charts. And so he just happened to ask me, Doug, do you have any food allergies? And I was like, no, I eat everything. And, you know, I never get any kind of rashes or breaking out or constricting bronchial tubes or any of the normal symptoms that you would associate with food allergies. So he said, well, you know, I just don't want to leave any stones unturned. And he said, you know, I recommend testing for food allergies. They had this battery of tests that test you for the 22 most common things that people are allergic to. So I said, sure, let's go ahead and do it. Even though it wasn't covered by insurance, I really felt like I had to find out. And so this food allergy battery, my wheat allergies were like off the chart. I had the highest gluten allergy that they had ever seen in this practice. And in addition to multiple other foods that were identified, my doctor was able to help me change my diet. And by changing what's called a rotational diet, where I can sometimes have little bits of this stuff, but not overload my system with it, I was able to, you know, stabilize my hearing. And I also did 10 years of allergy shots to get my immune system back on track. And I'm no longer doing those, but all of that combined with my diet, the effects have been amazing, because I still have ringing in my ears and I still have, you know, hearing loss, but I'm not losing more hearing. And I have not had a vertigo attack in 22 years. So that has all been good. And I think it was all because I kept that mantra in mind of going back to the cause. And we see lots of situations, challenges in our lives where we're faced with similar situations or things that we need to figure out what is the cause of it. And often to do that, we have to stop, just be still and take a pause and tune in, listen to that small voice within and tune in. And, you know, my smaller voice kept saying, it's not the cause, get back to cause, find the cause. And if I hadn't listened to that, I don't know if I'd even still be here today, because a lot of the posts and things that I was reading online for other people who were experiencing the same condition, their lives were pretty grim. And some of them, unfortunately, had even chosen to end their lives. And again, I chose that wasn't going to be my decision. And I'm very grateful that I had this teaching to help me and guide me and support me through a fuller and greater expression of life. So if you have any challenge that you're facing personally, and you might need some assistance or better direction with, our center here has a wonderful team of well-trained practitioners who are so grounded and rooted in this wonderful teaching to help get you back on track and to discover what it is within you, because it doesn't come from anything that's outside of you. Everything is within what that cause can be. And so I hope you go to our website, and if you need to, give us a shout. We're here to help you out, and we'll do so very lovingly. So we're going to move to our affirmative prayer portion of our program, and I am going to briefly pray us in and get us tuned and ready, because I know that Dr. Bob Dean has a wonderful talk. If you would, please join me. I'm going to say this in the first person. Take what resonates with you and let go whatever doesn't. So let us know this together. There is one infinite power, one divine presence, one infinite intelligence, one cosmic something operating throughout the universe and operating through me and each, right here, right now, and always. And I and each are always one with this power. All we have to do is simply recognize and connect with it. All we have to do is pause and create a little space in time in our lives. And when we connect with this infinite spirit, we are one with all of creation. And this is wonderful, because today I claim for myself and for each beautiful soul present, divine love, divine wisdom, divine understanding, divine clarity, divine right action, and courage guiding me and all forward towards a greater expression of life. Knowing that I and each person present has everything needed to transcend any challenge we might be facing in our lives. Spirit is always within, always available, and always guiding. We simply have to keep pushing, and we simply have to keep uncovering, because the truth is always there, always waiting to be discovered, always within. And this is beautiful. And when I uncover that truth, and when everyone else uncovers that truth, we are all greatly guided towards a more fuller expression of life. I'm so grateful for this center, for this beautiful teaching, for Dr. Bob Dean, for New Thought Media and Radio that is helping us get this beautiful message out, for our wonderful support staff and people, and for our beautiful community that gather each Sunday in like mind to remind ourselves of truth. And knowing this, that all I have to do is pause and find the cause, I release my word into the universal law, knowing it is done. I am whole. I am complete. It is done. And I simply let it be so. And it is wonderful. And so are you. And so it is. Thank you. And now join with me for a little piece of music, Stop, Step Back by Robert Anderson.
Na, 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 whoa, 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 just stop. A step back, a sha na na na, whoa, 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 just stop, a step back. I was struggling with a mighty problem, it kept me up half the night. The more I tried to overcome it, the harder I seemed to fight. help to solve it. Something to give me an edge. But instead of joining the battle, this is what she said. Are you willing to stop? Step back. Breathe and be open. Stop. Step back. Let spirit guide your way. Are you willing to hold a place of not knowing what is next? Oh, stop, step back, breathe and be open. Sha-na-na-na, whoa-whoa-whoa, just stop, a step back. Sha-na-na-na, whoa-whoa-whoa, just stop, a step back. I said this all sounds a little bit crazy. Why would I just wanna quit? She said it's more like surrender. There's nothing for you to fix. In fact, there's not even a problem. Though you believe that it's true. And if you take some time to rest your mind, the answer will come through. Are you willing to stop? Step back. Breathe and be open. Stop. Step back. Let spirit guide your way. Are you willing to hold a place of not knowing what is next? Oh, stop, step back. Breathe and be open. Well, you can bang your head against a wall over and over. You'll only damage your brain. But if you keep expecting the wall to fall down, that's a little something that just might be called insane. Are you willing to stop?
Stop.
Step back.
Step back.
Breathe and be open. Stop.
Stop.
Step back.
Step back.
Let spirit guide your way. Are you willing to hold a place of not knowing what is next? Oh, stop, step back, breathe. Oh, stop, step back, breathe. Oh, stop, step back, breathe. Sha-na-na-na, whoa-whoa-whoa, just stop. Step back. Sha-na-na-na, whoa-whoa-whoa, just stop. A step back. Sha-na-na-na, whoa-whoa-whoa, just stop. 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 Step back.
Pause for the cause. That's what we're talking about today. So some years ago, I was on a trip to San Francisco and was quite excited to be there. I was getting ready to go out for a night of fun and frolic. And I know we still say frolic, I guess, in some places. But anyway, I was getting dressed and I got all dolled up and ready to go and stepped up in front of the mirror on the back of the door and thought, wow, I've really lost weight. I'm looking good. I like this mirror. So I got myself finished getting ready and headed downstairs. And as I walked past the mirror in the lobby, I saw a very different picture. And then later in getting back to the room and kind of checking it out, the mirror I had been looking in upstairs was concave. And it gave me a very distorted image and picture of who I am and what I looked like. So I tried to keep that other image in my head, however, while I was out so I could enjoy my thinner self. Either way, I had a great time. So my point in this is simply to say that, you know, mirrors typically don't lie unless somebody's played with the mirror. And the fact that I looked 20 pounds thinner in that mirror did not mean I was or I had become any differently, although the mirror showed it a little differently. You know, if you don't like what you're seeing in the mirror, the solution is never to attack the mirror, even though sometimes we may want to. You know, the old fairy tale about mirror, mirror on the wall. Well, when you take the answer back was always exactly what the disposition of the person standing in front of that mirror really is. Who's the fairest? Well, you're pretty fine, but let me tell you this. There's somebody out there that's finer. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest? Well, you would be if it weren't for, and the answers are endless for that. So the idea here is that if you want to know what the cause is and what the real issues are going on in your life, for your life, about your life, you're not going to find the answer anywhere except within. Now, we look outwardly to see what the picture really is, because the mirror of life is not distorted. The mirror of life is absolutely perfect in its response back to you. It's not concave or convex or twisted or turned in any way, shape, or form like the hall of mirrors are in some of the fun houses. It's exactly the way you're seen. So if you wonder what's going on in your consciousness, look in the mirror. Look at your life. Look at what's happening. Look at how you're feeling and thinking about what matters and what shows up and what's going on in your life. See, what the cause that we're going for here, the cause that we want to pause to get to, is not out there, but it's in here. If I want to look better in the mirror, I need to do the things in here to bring me to that better, not try to fix it all out there. Because what is the cause to all of our experiences in our lives are our conscious thoughts, our habitual conscious thoughts, and our subjective or subconscious beliefs. Those things we believe in about ourselves that we may have even hidden from ourselves in our years of thinking about who and what and how we are. But whatever is really showing up in your life, and by that I mean what is right there that you may not always want to tell yourself the truth about, you may rather punch the mirror than actually look seriously at what's there. But those real things that are showing up out there are a reflection of real things in here. Because we are here in this life, in this world, for the purpose and to have this great opportunity to discover who we really are. You know, our purpose is to live and to live life fully and freely. And in that, to remember who we are. We are spiritual beings, divinely created and created within the divine, continuing to have life, the divine life flowing through us. So we get to constantly, consciously look within to get back to that clarity of who we really are. We are an expression of the divine with all of its attributes, with its love, with its light, with its beauty, with its joy, with its truth. All of that's available to us. But too often, when we look in the mirror out there in our lives, we see something different from that. You know, what's happening in our world right now with the conflict that's going on between different groups, and is it's easy to say, well, it's their fault, or it's that group's fault, it's that political party, or it's that government, or it's that social idea, or that focus or purpose in what should be that's causing the problem. But everything out there is still a mirror of me. So when I look at something on television that makes me want to scream and throw things, what I'm really seeing is myself. do I have places where I am so angry and upset and negative about some aspect of life that I want to blame something and put out there something is wrong, something is negative, something is bad? See, when our feelings come up and our emotions come up, emotions and feelings are not cause to anything. They are effects. They're secondary causes if we act on them and let them control what we're going to think and do and be and say. But they're not the first cause to our issue. They are effects. The first cause is, what is the belief behind the feeling? What is the belief behind the emotions? That's where the first cause is. And that's why pausing, being quiet, we have to kind of go back and listen and look and ask ourselves some questions. If I am an expression of the divine, if oneness is really true, then how can I have these angry, upset feelings within me about something being wrong out there, or something that might harm me, or something that I might be forced to participate in that I don't believe in, or something that I might be have withheld from me, which stirs up the anger and the feelings? See, all of that is about a belief in lack and loss and powerlessness. We are very powerful beings, but not in the sense of power over other people, but power within ourselves to make our own choices and to live out of the wisdom and truth of the divine within us. And every time I get caught up in something that is making me want to either throw things at the television or turn it off, if I really want to solve that, then I need to step back, I need to be quiet, and I need to gently, in that place of quiet peacefulness, ask myself the question, what is the belief behind all this feeling? Do I feel something that matters to me is going to be destroyed? Do I feel I don't have any power in this situation? Do I feel separate and abandoned by the God of my understanding, by the power of my understanding? All of this, you know, and as soon as you have one answer, you go to the next, you go deeper. I had a wonderful time with my granddaughter this week, and we had this great little time on the piano and this wonderful time of watching a movie. And we went to our favorite place, which is a thrift store, to do some shopping and see what kind of treasures we could treasure hunting. And it was just a sweet, sweet afternoon, a sweet, wonderful time. And then later I felt really awful. I started feeling sad and like something had gone wrong, and I couldn't think of what it was. And so I asked myself the question. I got quiet and got still. So what is the belief behind this feeling? And it was a belief that something had gone wrong. And after I explored it a little more, I got into this awareness of there was a belief in me that somehow I hadn't been good enough in that situation. I had provided her with support. I had a great time with her. And yet some little voice in my head, which I have carried with me off and on since childhood, said, but you're not enough. You're not good enough. You're not giving enough. You're not smart enough, or whatever the enough turns out to be at any given moment. And as soon as I recognized that was the belief, I could change it. And I changed my whole attitude and feeling about that day and at that moment, because I realized I am enough. How could I not be enough? I'm an expression of the divine. I am an infinite, lifelong, forever and ever created experience and being within life. And I'm going to be here for this life and the next, and whatever happens after this. My consciousness is not going to end in just a few years. It's going to just expand into something even more. And as soon as I got that, I got, well, then what I get to do now is even practice even more being enough with her, being enough with myself, being enough with my family, being enough in the people I love. So you look behind the experience. You look behind the feelings to see what's the belief that's causing them. beliefs lead to feelings and emotions, leads to action and form and events. There's so much anger in the world and fear in the world right now. If you feel that, and I do at times, the powerful way through that is not deciding which cause you're going to jump on and who you're going to attack. It's sit back, be quiet, pause for the cause, and see what the cause within you is that identifies with that rage and that anger, or that's feeding into it. The idea that somehow life could be destroyed or disruptive. I don't know what it is for you. Everybody has a different one. Some people really have trouble, and I have at times, with anything changing from the way they think the status quo should be. The rebel in me is always happy to push the limits on the status quo. However, there are certain things that I don't want messed with. But I have to be very clear and very careful that I'm not turning that into some external law that you have to behave in a certain way in order for me to be okay. Because that is not possible when the cause and effect has everything to do with the causes within me and the effect is out there. How you behave or don't behave is not a cause to my experience. And when it becomes so, then I need to really dig deep into what is the cause within me. We've got Valentine's Day tomorrow, and we're relationships. You know, we're celebrating relationships in this country right now. And I'm sure if you go online or if you look at it, go to the movies or wherever, you're going to see all kinds of stuff about the ideal relationship, the good relationship, the perfect relationship. The one that matters first and foremost is the one you have with yourself and with that sense of power and infinite loving within you. God itself is love itself. So it's what is our relationship with love? And you're not, you know, you speak to the mirror, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest? Well, you would be if you were in a relationship. That's a reflection of your own belief in your lack and limitation, your own belief in your self-worth, not a reflection of the truth. Because you're wonderful and perfect and whole and complete just the way you are, with all of those aspects of you that show up. See, relationships are the tools for being even clearer about our real truth inside. Intimate relationships even more so, because, man, you really get seen and known and experienced in those. And you can't avoid sometimes what you see. Yeah. So the point today is that there are some wonderful things you can do, some tools you can use to step away from this looking out there for your cause and trying to change by changing what's out there, and instead going to within, and from within making the changes that matter and that can bring you to a greater and greater experience of life. You see, one of the important things that we do in this spiritual life is get clear about our vision of what life is and what our role in it is and how it fits and what's supposed to be and can be. So pause for the cause. What is your real deep down belief? What is your why? Why are you doing what you're doing? How are you choosing to live as a result of what matters to you? What is your vision for life? How it is, how it should be, who you are, and how you fit in it? You know, this teaching is about becoming intentional and conscious. Conscious of who and what we are and what we believe and its effects, and intentional then about choosing what we'll keep and what we don't. We live in a world that will tell us what to believe every time we turn around if we're not careful constantly. We have movies, we have theaters, we have entertainment on in every area and aspect of telling us what to think and how to believe. And it's wonderful, unless we forget that the telling, that the choosing of what we believe comes from out there and not from in here. If we simply let flow into us and over us whatever comes, whatever seems to be the mood of the day, whatever the style happens to be at a given year, a given day, if all of that is just flooding in and without any choice, without any filters, without any awareness of who we are, then it's kind of a lost situation. So the idea there here to get through this is to get to your vision, spend time with what do I believe and how do I want to live, and then live that vision as much as you can with self-discipline by holding yourself firmly to actions and behaviors that support that. If your vision is to love and to love freely and fully and 100%, to know all that you can possibly know about love and its application and expression, wow. If your vision is to make money, do that the same way. What's the vision? And what would that, but it's not so much about getting the money, it's what does the money do for you? What is the thing behind that that makes that possible? It makes your life, your goal of having more, why? What for? See, that's a great question. Why? I'm feeling upset and anxious. Why? I'm feeling poor. Why? I don't have as much money as I used to have. Why? I don't have as much money as I'd like to have. Why? Because I made some choices that I'm not willing to do what I was once willing to do, perhaps. I'm just throwing things out here. But you get to this clarity within you that this is my vision, and then you create rituals, habits are rituals are habits, that sort of thing, that help support that. You go to bed at a time that matters, that's important, that fits your vision of yourself. You know, you have rituals of sitting down to a meal with your family and having that as a shared loving time together, if that's part of your vision. You create rituals of self-care. You create opportunities to do that. You get body work done if that's your need and your desire and it fits the vision of who you are. I like to be pampered, so I pamper myself. It's part of my vision. I'm a God-created being who deserves to be pampered just because I'm breathing air and taking up space in the world. So I take the responsibility then for pampering myself. I don't expect anybody else to do it. I engage other people in inviting them in to do that, but it's up to me to get it started and to go forward with it. And then use your time wisely. Time is our greatest gift. Time is the one thing we are given that we just have an abundance of. And we have absolute control over how we use it. So use it well. Use it to serve that vision of who you are. And when things seem to be going off the rails or feel like they're going off the rails in one way or another, you got to pause and get back to cause. Meditation is a beautiful, beautiful practice that helps us do that. Self-contemplation. One of my best spiritual practices for keeping me on track is journaling. I can journal and write about whatever's going on in my head or my world or my experience, especially when it seems to be off and I don't feel centered and grounded in truth and ease and beauty. And when I start writing about it, I start seeing the nonsense that's there. I start perhaps seeing myself comparing to myself as less than compared to someone else. Or I start seeing that I've slipped into a belief in two powers and not one. Or I've slipped into a belief that somehow I could be separated from the infinite power that is mine. I mean, I'm again, you know what these things are for you. And I invite you to spend some time with yourself. There's some work I've been doing lately, and the author talks about the fact that, you know, the one relationship that you have right now that you're going to have for eternity, that's a long time, is the relationship you have with yourself. So the truer you are, the more loving you are, the more authentic you are with yourself, about yourself, the more true you are, the more authentic you are, and the more loving you are to everyone else. You cannot give what you don't have. So that's where the cause comes in. You turn back to within and look at how am I doing in caring for and loving myself and therefore loving others. See, and what's the best part of all this? All these things I'm talking about, you've already got them. They're already in your consciousness. They're already in your mind. We don't need a handbook to read because the handbook is written into us on how to live and how to live well. It is already there in your mind. And when you don't know, all you have to do is say something in me knows, and I demand to see it now, and it will show up. It may not be immediate. It may take a while, but the truth you're looking for is always present and always ready to express itself to you, in you, as you. And that is cause to great joy and cause to great freedom. See, the truth is you're wonderful. You're perfect. You're whole. You're complete. You're missing nothing. And all of that stuff that says otherwise is just misunderstanding of the truth of you. So I invite you back to yourself, back to God, back to spirit, and back to love, because that's all we're doing. This is the truth, and it's wonderful, and so are you, and so it is. So let's just take a moment and invite you to take a moment of meditation. Take a moment of quiet. And as you breathe in and breathe out, I invite you to allow one thought, one situation, one something that seems in disharmony within you, or in your world around you, or something showing up in your life that you just can't quite get. Why is it there? With a nice deep breath, let the chatter mind stop and ask yourself the question, what do I believe about that thing? And what do I believe about myself in relationship to it? And then listen. And if the belief comes up is about something about that other thing or that other person or those other circumstances, then ask yourself, what do I really believe underneath that about myself? Do I believe I can be hurt or harmed or kept from any of my God-given power, God-given truth, God-given strength? What do I really believe? You don't want to spend a lot more time with this than we have, but I trust this is giving you a taste of what you can get to and what you can find. And so with a deep breath, we turn our attention back to what's outside and around us, and we move on into our next moment here. Thank you. And that next moment comes from Vance, who is our treasurer and our guy on top of it with this social media and all of this production stuff. So thank you, Vance, for all that you do for us. And now talk to us. Thank you,
Dr. Bob. That was an awesome talk this morning about inner
light and our creativeness and what we can do with that. And with that, I'd like to invite you to donate, to contribute, to participate financially in this Center for Spiritual Living Midtown as we go out into the world, sharing this with everyone that we attract. So if you would with me, say our affirmation of prosperity. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And you can donate at www.cslmidtown.org/donate or scan the QR code. It'll take you right there. And you can set up one-time payments or ongoing recurring payments, depending on what you want to do and how you want to contribute. We appreciate it all. Thank you so much. And now on to announcements.
Thank you, everyone, for being here. And I would like to wish all of our February babies a happy birthday this month and invite you to join us on Zoom and we'll sing to you. And otherwise, just have a happy birthday anyway. So this is our closing. These are our affirmations. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me, and so it is. Thank you. Goodbye.